ABC Radio Australia.
Well, there's a long-running legal battle between an Australian High Court judge and the Kiribati government, and that could be coming to a close soon. A tribunal report recommending the dismissal of suspended Judge David Lambourne has been tabled in Parliament and will be debated today. There are fears Mr. Lambourne, who is married to a Kiribati politician, could face deportation after Parliament rules on the report. So joining us this morning for more on this story is Kiribati reporter Ramon, with that, I say good morning.
Good morning, Aggie. How are you doing from your end?
I'm well. Thank you so much, Ramon, for joining us. Look, you've followed the saga, right, for the past 2 years, and obviously with various attempts to deport David Lambourne. Does it look like the government will soon have its way?
I think most likely that's what we're seeing right now. So we're going towards that. I mean, this saga did happen. It actually started well before 2 years ago, or around 2020. And, you know, just interestingly, that all the attempts by the government to remove David Lambourne, this Australian judge, has been unsuccessful so far. And this is through the court medium, the proper court medium, you know. So he survived two deportations attempts by the government. And, you know, he's still trying to seek justice within a proper court system that has a full independence, if you know what I mean.
So, understandably, there was a tribunal that was set up back in, correct me if I'm wrong, in 2022, and what comes with that is the report. So what does the actual tribunal report say?
Well, the report has, I think just for context, it's important to understand how and when can you remove a judge from a court, right? So there's two options of how to remove a judge, and this is spelled out in the constitution, the Kiribati constitution. The first is of course, you know, when the judge himself is not in a fit or mental state to carry out his duties. The second is if he did some misbehaviors. And now, if he did some misbehaviors, the government, or the president rather, has a prerogative powers to sort of like establish a tribunal and investigate all these allegations. So what we're seeing here is rather David Lambourne trying to seek justice within the proper court systems, but the government is using the tribunal as, you know, an alternative court to try and judge or perhaps decide on the fate of this Australian judge. So basically there are five allegations in the report. You know, if you have access to that report, which will be public soon, I think, it's quite interesting that such allegations, you know, sort of like constitute for a tribunal or the removal of a judge. I mean, there are proper complaints mechanism within the, you know, the Court of Conduct for Judicial Officers within the High Court that could deal really. So mainly these, the substance of these allegations are really sort of petty measures, you know, and the question now on the ground is it necessary to use these measures just to remove him, or should they just use the avenues already, you know, available within the court system, such as, you know, any public servant or any someone working within a government is governed through a, you know, sort of like my code of conduct, you know. So the we were seeing this as kind of a very extreme step by the government to remove a high court judge.
Yeah, and with that removal, I'm just wondering, why was there such a rush to get this on the floor of Parliament?
Well, there's, you know, I've been trying to talk with a number of MPs. Some have accorded me their time. Some are still promising me, you know, so I'm here to meet with them. But, you know, you should understand that this is the last house last meeting for this House, meaning we've come to the end of this term, the four-year term. And that means by the end of this week, all the MPs, or rather later in the month, will lose their job as MPs because it comes to an end, this natural end. So people, there will be another run of elections and all this. And so people are seeing it that this government wants to get this done and over with, you know, this campaign. It's been 3 years or 2 years. And so this is the last meeting, and the government, you know, thinks perhaps that this is the last attempt to really get done over with this issue. So I think that's how people are seeing it. I'm still yet to speak with someone from the current ruling party that may perhaps offer a different insight, but most likely this is how things have been positioned and projected at the moment. So this is how we perceive it.
Mm. But my understanding is the High Court has said David Lambourne cannot be deported while an appeal is pending. So then does this tribunal report change things?
Well, look, like I mentioned, there's the proper court system, and then now there's a tribunal. So I think how it's looking is that the government seems to be using that avenue. You know, if it can't get the way through the proper courts channel, because all of David's cases has been successful with respect to the law. You know, so I think that's the issue. I've had one of our former president say that the government is, you know, not wanting to comply with the court system, so it has its own system, which is the tribunal. And so what that means is that you know, all the allegations against David Lambourne won't be heard or decided for in a court of law, but rather be decided through a report that will be debated later this afternoon. And of course we understand that in parliament the current ruling party has the majority, and so that would ensure David's Lambourne's removal from his more dismissal from his position as a judge of a high court.
I'm wondering also, has David himself said anything publicly about the report and his current situation?
No, the only time I interviewed David Lambourne was the day they woke him up from his house to deport him straight away into the airport. He did give a statement at that time. Since then, he has recused himself from talking to the media, I think for obvious reasons. But yeah, I do try to get in touch with him and understand his side of the whole saga, because, you know, it's getting a lot of pressure and attack from the government. But at the moment, no, he said he hasn't really come out to speak with the media.
Okay. Ramon, can I ask, though, when are we likely to hear anything from Parliament?
Well, the debate is usually on the motion is usually done in the afternoon. I think that's the current schedule of the Parliament meetings, and then from there on, so by the end of this night, by the time people are having dinner, you know, it would be clear that you know, David Lambourne has been dismissed. I think it's a predetermined outcome that we all know where it's coming through. And I think this paves the way for the imminent deportation of the Australian judge, and when and how that will happen is for us to watch and closely.
Absolutely, we will keep our eyes and ears on this story, but we do appreciate your time this morning, Ramon.
No, thank you for having me. Have a good day.
No worries. That, of course, Kiribati reporter Ramon here on Pacific Beat.